This is Channel 253 Sports.
Hey, this is Kat Peterson. You're listening to the Flounders B Team Podcast.
In 2004, 30 years after the birth of the Seattle Sounders, a crack podcasting unit was sent to prison by a federal court for a crime they didn't commit. These men and women promptly, well, eventually, escaped from a minimum security luxury prison camp to the Tacoma Underground. Today, still wanted by the Timbers Army for dropping trowel in front of Jeltwin, they survive as supporters of Fortune. If you need a hot take, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the Flounders B Team.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Flounders B Team Podcast. I am here today with the illustrious. We haven't seen her in a while. She's back. She's lovely. She's glowing from her soccer practice.
Kevin Zamira.
Wait, no, Kat Peterson. Kat Peterson is back in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Any news for us?
We got some news. I got my first soccer game on Wednesday, the 6th at 7 p.m. at Lincoln Bowl.
Go Abes.
I have a termite on my soundboard. Hold on.
Wait, that creates pressure on Steven to get the show out by Wednesday morning, by the way.
It really does, actually. It creates a lot of pressure. I'm going to have that out tomorrow night for sure because, I mean, Sarah's working until 8. So, if you're in the South End or if you're not in the South End and you're just a listener, come to the Lincoln Bowl Wednesday. What time?
At 7, we'll be playing the Foss Falcons.
Absolutely. You will be defeating the Foss Falcons.
No, the Foss Falcons, because they're... No.
We're taking the L. You messed it up.
I was like, what? Oh, I see what you're doing
L
there.
In there somewhere?
All right. So, Kat Peterson, we got Kevin Zamira. What's new with you, brother?
Man, school's starting on Wednesday. I'm not ready, but it's going to happen anyway. So, let's get this done.
We're never ready until we're ready, and then we're ready. Tim Hamilton.
Here.
How you doing, buddy?
President and account enforcer.
If you guys did not get a chance to listen to this dude's comedic stylings on Sonar Feed, oh my God, you got to check it out. You might have to wait a little while to get to the funny stuff.
Skip to the hour mark. And then start digging
Sonar
deep
Feed
into,
is notoriously kind of long, but it's a great show. And Tim did a really good job representing us. I was also in the background. Misquoting stats, calling the wrong game, things like that. A goal for Jovan Jones in the Portland match.
What were you looking at?
Looking at the 625 stats from when we went down there. So anyway, I thought it was a little off because I also saw that Adi wasn't playing, but he also scored in that game, apparently. So anyway, and you probably heard the voice of the lovely Nathan Bowling.
I'm sorry. I'm completely distracted by this bug in your house right now.
I know. It's okay. It's swarming season, so it's the way it goes.
September. Don't you think I'm trying to grab the damn thing?
They're flying in the house. Anyway, yeah, I got a termite in the house. Hopefully he doesn't eat the house, but that's okay. Flying termite, getting ready to nest and swarm.
Wait, is this the second one, or did you not kill the first one?
No, I definitely killed the first one. I smushed him in a napkin.
Great. Now they're coming to get us to freaking...
All right.
It's
I'm gonna
of the Jedi.
There it is.
Oh shit!
It landed. Get it.
Not with the deuce mask. No.
Not the deuce mask.
There it is. I got it.
He's not biting you.
Kill that.
How is a termite gonna bite a human?
With his jaws, his pincers.
You actually believe that's how it works?
I.
You do.
Well, of course. Have you ever been bitten by an ant?
No.
You've never been bitten by an ant.
No.
You're a liar. Then you're a very fortunate individual.
Have you all been attacked by ants?
I don't think I've ever
been bitten by an ant hill, so
that'll do it.
It's really my
that'll
fault.
Do it. But see, insects have these defensive mechanisms.
This is quality content right now.
It is totally. Insects have defensive mechanisms, including biting your ass. So
also sometimes your arms and legs.
Yeah, or fingers.
Face.
If you try to, face, breast, chest, neck, and head.
That one has no wings anymore, so
head,
it's going to take a while to get
shoulders,
to
knees and toes.
All right. Well, this has already gotten off the rails, boys and girls, but that's okay. Hey, we got lots to talk about today. Even though there was no Sounders action this week, we do have lots of information and speculation about the World Cup qualifier versus Costa Rica, that shit show, the World Cup qualifier upcoming versus Honduras, and of course our September 10th match coming up against LA Galaxy at StubHub. Holy shit, right? It is at StubHub, right?
I think we're playing them here.
No, yeah, I have tickets. Holy shit.
We've played them away twice already, yeah.
So it's at our place. Yeah, at and then, of course, we'd like to talk a little bit about Jovan Jones' status with his little incommunicado trip to Trinidad and Tobago. Well, he went to Trinidad. He may have also gone to Tobago. I'm not sure. And hashtag Suarez Watch. That could be a thing. It's probably not a thing.
It's not.
It's absolutely not a thing.
But Nico Ladero wants to make it a thing.
It's the long game,
which is why I love
it's a
Nico.
Really good.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
yeah.
pulling like that yeah. network marketing. Hey,
oh yeah,
can you come over to my house.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I got to talk to you about some stuff. I got
you
a couple.
Lock
of those.
Him in the basement.
Right.
Wait, I actually fell for one of those.
Chew his way out.
You there give him some lotion.
I fell for that. I went to Puyallup for a Quick Star. Sorry mm-hmm. for an event, a party. It was mm-hmm. Quick Star, and I was like, "How dare
yep.
you?"
I got Cutco one time.
Oh.
Cutco's the worst. And then I also got, I'm sure people started their marketing careers with multi-level marketing at some point, and some people have made wonder, but no, it's all bullshit. And then...
May as well sell drugs.
You might as well. I mean...
Basically the same.
It's same a chain idea. Kind of. The money goes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's
pyramid,
like... It's like
pyramid scheme.
Kind of like MLS. It's a pyramid scheme. If you think about it.
If you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's buy true in. Too.
Yeah.
And then it's they just scheme. Give the money to the Kraft family and anybody in the yeah. Hunt family, anybody that's been in it for a while.
Bob
and
Kraft.
Those people are owed money, so sell some more freaking franchises.
Yeah. Yep.
So there you go. They'll take anybody's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit of a Ponzi
raise
scheme.
Prices on
and then
season tickets.
Spread the wealth to the teams that want to be.
Yeah. As soon as we start getting MLM kind of like sub invites on LinkedIn, hey, come to my house. I've got some information to share with you. And it's like soccer people. That's when you got to watch out. That's when you know MLS is going down to tubes.
Tubes.
That's my useless hot take for the evening.
Brought to you by Herbalife.
You know, okay, funny to
speaking
mention
of which,
was the LA sponsor. Amway yeah. was the San Jose Earthquake uh-huh. sponsor at one point.
Yeah.
And who's and the...
Zanga or Zango RSL is another one, isn't it?
I have mm-hmm. no idea, but I'll take your word for it. I don't
isn't
know if
there a
still...
sports supplement company...
Oh yeah, yeah.
But even that,
but it's Advocare. Still multi-level.
Yeah, Advocare.
That's multi-level marketing. Gatorade,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
Advocare is.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like an actual bona fide health.
Nope.
No, you can't buy that
oh,
at
no.
stores.
Okay.
No. They'll tell you that on the ad.
I thought it was like a health service company of some kind.
Nope.
Well, all right. So it's like buying GNC from some guy on
we
the.
Should, we should probably stop talking
street.
Because these people will not be sponsors of our store.
You got, know what I love to drink when I work out? Lucozade.
Tell me more about that.
Isn't that an oil treatment?
No, it's a sports drink that they drink like in Europe.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's really salty
like the
Gatorade.
European Gatorade.
Mm.
It's ever super salty.
European.
I feel like.
And not like salty, like.
Wait.
Salty.
Was that?
I thought it
was that a nuts reference?
No.
Oh.
Those are electrolytes.
Like,
like salty as in like a sassy attitude salty.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
I always think salty is grumpy.
I was going balls, so let's just...
Well, I was not talking about balls, Nate.
Wow.
If you are ever wondering, I am this not
K.
talking about
wow.
balls.
When every chair
if
is
it's
filled
ever a
for
question.
This podcast, holy shit.
So, about that game versus Costa Rica.
Yeah, how did that go?
This
speaking
is
of shit.
Of the Sounders B-Team podcast.
thanks, man.
At this point, we've now lost a combined 6-0 against Costa Rica
yeah.
in the Hex.
You yeah. lost our six viewers. Or six
I know. That was like, at this point, we've lost all of our listeners.
Well, but there's all this bellyaching about like the crowd and whatever. But like, okay, here's my thoughts. The Outlaws were jacked and sounded beautiful at the beginning of the game. And like, who cares? Win soccer games. Like,
right?
I just.
Right.
Mm.
Wait, where was the game played?
Harrison, New Jersey at Red Bull Arena.
Yeah, here's the thing. When I play you at your field and you play me at my field, and I lose 4-0 and 2-0, you're the better team.
Yeah, and it doesn't
you know,
matter.
Don't
yep.
talk to me about
yep.
the crowd. Don't talk
yep.
to me about
yeah.
anything. You're just a better soccer team. The end of the day.
I got curious today, and I Googled, do you know where Jurgen Klinsmann is coaching right now?
Well, it felt like he was coaching our national team last game.
Oh, talk
I
about
know
salty.
He's been flown in. Oh, I can't
Heard
remember. Nah.
Just here's the point I want to make.
Yeah.
He's not.
Oh, no.
Nope, nobody picked him up.
He's not coaching anywhere.
When Harry Redknapp
high school.
When when Harry Redknapp gets fired, he gets picked up. He's in Birmingham right now. Like the damage that Klinsmann did to the American
mm-hmm.
to the national team,
the whole system
and the system.
Yeah.
I think we haven't hit bottom yet. Well, and I think we're going to qualify. Like, yeah, we're going to qualify. Yeah. I'm not an alarmist, yeah, but like I don't think that there was a period of time in the early aughts where I think we were on par with Mexico.
Sure.
And like, now.
No,
and like, we're
definitely not.
We're not better than Mexico. We're apparently not better than Costa Rica.
Nope.
Which is crazy.
It is.
I've seen us basically play Jamaica even. So like, yeah, we've slipped, yep, to the Jamaica level.
Yep.
And the frustrating thing is, if you watch that Costa Rica team, that team is filled with MLS players. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've created this league in order to improve our game. And what we've done is actually improve the quality of play throughout
elsewhere,
the hemisphere.
Yep.
It's kind of like England.
Yeah, MLS has done that. They've made, mm-hmm, other countries much better and, yep, made the United States team not.
We're the league of destination, ideal, right, in the hemisphere, basically.
I think, yeah, it's like England, where you create the sport and then you get beat by everybody you teach it to.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like curling?
Hmm? No, soccer. Hmm?
That was the Canadians.
That was a great joke in the audience.
Okay, so thoughts on the game?
Hey, this is Steam Gun. Take six.
Thoughts on the game? I'm not driving off any cliffs. I'm not. Like, this is kind of. Am I wrong, or is this not? This is the first game Bruce Arena's fucked up since he's been back.
This is his first L.
Yeah, I mean, and he fucked up. He even said it. He said, we got outplayed, we got outcoached.
Yeah.
It was all wrong.
You, like, and I were talking formation. What did you think about the formation?
Well, here's my, like, when it comes to national
what
teams.
What was the formation?
4-2-3-1, wasn't it?
No, no, I wanted a 4-2-3-1. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're going to play a 4-4-2.
They might USA change it, or?
Yeah. Okay. They might change it to a 4-5-1, but I don't think you're ever going to see drastic changes in formation with national teams, especially the U.S. national team, because then you're talking about a whole federation of issues. Maybe on a one-game basis or something like that, but a 4-2-3-1 is very different from a 4-4-2. Like, that is remarkably different. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you need different players playing different roles,
and
in different parts of the field. So I don't think... While I would like to see them play a different formation, I don't think they're going to. So I think Bruce Arena has got to get his player selection right, and he got it wrong.
Well, that's what I was going to say. A 4-4-2 is really hard to fuck up, mm-hmm, if you put the right people out.
Sure.
And like,
that's the good thing about a 4-4-2, right?
Yeah,
you got two lines of four. Like, get into a block of eight.
Yeah,
yep,
that's
and
it.
You shouldn't really
fuck up. You
should
be able to surround, spread out, whatever it is you need to do, right?
But Reem was the wrong guy, and Cameron had a bad game. Like, I'm not ready to throw Cameron away.
No, same.
But he just had a bad game. So
Is Tim Reem one of the five best center backs in the U.S. pool?
Well, he's probably in the five, especially since Brooks is injured right now.
Okay, so Brooks is injured.
Mm. Yeah.
Gonzalez also injured?
Yeah, and I'd take Beasler out there.
Yeah,
Beasler's
that's
safe.
That's what I was going to
say. I would
say.
Also take Chad Marshall over.
Oh, well, that's the biggest mystery.
Okay, agreed.
The biggest mystery.
I hear everything you're saying about, yeah, the lineup, but the flip side of that is that I think that that team needed a dedicated defensive midfielder and a holding midfielder. And instead,
I think they needed two, which is why I was with you.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever get that in a. You're not going to get that in a 4-4-2.
No, you can't.
I agree with
you. I don't understand why Danny Williams can't get a call up. Like, he's playing, yeah, excellent.
Well, he hasn't put, like, he doesn't have enough chips on the table to make up for just the dumb shit he does sometimes. Like, that's my take on Danny Williams. Like, he just does some dumb shit
but
sometimes.
But if doing dumb stuff is elimination from the national team convention?
No.
Like Jermaine Jones, right?
No, yeah. But I agree. Yeah.
Or the carcass of Jermaine Jones, because I think
the walking zombie that is Jermaine Jones. I don't disagree. For whatever reason, he hasn't built up enough chips where we can get away with that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, he made the MLS team of the week. Did you
only
see
four
that?
Games.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like the Canadian championship.
Five gallons. we'll talk
games.
About that later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
I just think they got it wrong. I don't think the hangover from Jurgen is done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Costa Rica is better at this point in time. They may not be when it comes to the World Cup, but they're better at this point in time.
So is Arena the long-term solution
for the
men's national team?
And nobody thinks so.
No,
okay.
Nobody thinks so. No.
Yeah, never has been. I don't know who the long-term
Who's
solution
in the wings,
is, though.
Yeah.
Goose Hiddick.
God. LVG.
Stop. It's even worse.
Thank God.
No, I think...
Arsene Wenger.
David Moyes.
Wow, we're just slumming now, okay? All right. do you recall that like a few years ago people were saying that like Caleb Porter was the next right? Like eye roll.
Or Jason Kreis has got a shout in the past.
So. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Hey, let's throw my name in the ring. I mean, I can't do much worse.
Arson Wenger. That's what I said.
Please.
No, it's my name. Soon.
The first female coach of the U.S. men's national team. That would be amazing.
That's what I'm saying, though. What's going to happen, you're saying the hangover from Klinsmann's not gone. That's exactly what's going to happen to Arsenal. Is like, it's going to get so much worse before it gets better. It's going to, I just like, need to like, be wrapped up in a blanket like a burrito until that was it's over.
That was my pinned tweet about Manchester United about halfway through Moyes' season, is that it'll get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And I kept that for a few years. Yeah. Now it's, I hate soccer and it's stupid.
But I know. Whatever. I know.
Both are true, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll say this. As a Liverpool fan who's learned to have low expectations, I actually relish and savor when Arsenal and United are bad. And so I'm getting one of those this year. And like, I'm not sure United's going to lose a match.
Oh, they will. We're only three games in. They
look good, man.
They look better than last year's first three games. Like, last year's first three games was like,
Romelu Lukaku was going to finish a lot
really?
Of balls
Ooh,
that got missed last
year. Arsenal's played two games, and then everyone has tried to leave the team. So.
Yeah. Arsenal's going
to Everybody has put in their papers to leave. Yeah. I'd like to transfer, please. And last week, it was my phone was blowing up, so I got Ars blog on here. I was getting a notification. So-and-so is going to here. So-and-so is going to there. Yeah. So-and-so is leaving. This person's trying to go. I'm like, okay, there's not anyone left on the team.
But it's demonstrative of how bad the U.S. performance is that we'd rather talk about Arsenal's whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there's lessons.
It was a bad performance.
There's lessons to be learned from this, but also this is not. We're the third best team in the Federation.
Tim.
Probably.
Yeah.
Do you have a EPL team that you support?
No.
Okay.
Maybe Liverpool, but
it's
been a while.
Welcome.
I haven't been since before.
I'm Liverpool-esque, but
inappropriate.
That was really loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
By the way,
here's my thing.
Only slightly clipped.
It's just a bad performance if they come out and beat Honduras.
Yeah.
Right? If they come out and beat Honduras, no matter how ugly it is, no matter what, if Arena does his Arena thing and gets 3 points and gets a win, I mean, he's come out and already said, I'm changing the lineup.
Yes.
It's a quick turnaround. We need different players. That's my only thing with why wasn't there a Beisler or a Gonzalez. I think he thought Cameron next to Ream would be okay.
Yeah.
And then I can change and go with like a Gonzalez Beisler and be okay. He didn't count on Cameron just having a shit game.
Yeah.
He thought, I can play Ream next to Cameron because Cameron's my one and Ream's like my four. And then I'll play my 2 and 3 center backs against Honduras, and I'll be okay.
How much longer is DeAndre Yedlin injured for, or going to be out for?
He's trying to come back. I don't think he's on the roster, though, is he?
Okay.
He wasn't.
Because if you think about it, really, like, if we're doing, you know, if this is Russia, like, first match, only one player on that back line should be starting if we're all healthy, and that's only Cameron.
Yeah.
I'd argue our back line, if we're doing things right, is a yet-to-be-determined left back because America can't give up a left back.
That's what I was going to say. Our left back's a black hole. So.
Brooks, Cameron, and DeAndre Yedlin.
Yep. Yeah, we had one out of maybe two out of four starters on that back line.
By the way, going back a couple of minutes, the next coach of the U.S. national team, Oscar Pereja.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that before. Hmm. That's right.
And, that's probably.
And I always feel bad whenever we talk about a back four. It should be a back five. Howard.
Yep.
Oh, boy. On that first goal. Whew. He was over too far. Shifted over to his left too far. He wasn't set.
His kick didn't go where it wanted to go, and it came back, and his positioning was awful.
Cameron and Ream opened up like he was kicking it 110 yards, right? They thought he was just going to kick the shit out of it. He doesn't.
Yep.
So they're way out of position on that first goal. And then Ream still gets back, and he just can't 1v1 defend for shit.
So as far as Americans on the men's national team, goalkeepers, let's just presume that Tim Howard's aging out.
He is.
Well, that's not a presumption.
And
actuality.
Let's all also presume that Brad Guzan is a terrible keeper.
Not terrible, but not.
Yeah.
He's not going to win you a World Cup or get you very far.
Who else is? Who's in the wings? Who is
Bill Hamed?
Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Bill Hamed.
How much better is Bill than Sean Johnson?
Because I think those are probably the next two.
Yeah.
You could argue. I don't know if is he that much better? He's better.
Stephen Fry.
He's legit.
Man, I feel like. I love Stephen Fry in the MLS. Don't get me wrong.
I know where you're going.
Just wait.
I feel like nope. That's just a big jump for him right now.
He could be a great Guzan replacement, frankly.
His early
30s. So that's the thing about Fry, though. If he's in his early 30s, he's still got a decade.
Oh, yeah. As well, keeper,
goalkeeper peak,
mid-30s. They've been talking Sean John and Bill Hamid since they were teenagers.
But those guys...
Jesse Gonzalez, the kid from
Bill
Dallas,
Hamid should be in there.
He's already pretty much burnt his bridge with Mexico, so he's all in with USA. Who knows if he's going to be able to, maybe get the invite to Camp Cupcake. They probably just want cap time.
Can I go to Camp Cupcake?
You can go to Camp Sheet Cake.
Sheet Cakes. There you go. No, he took on a goal. He had bad positioning. He didn't have his feet set. We're talking about Timmy Howard here. And we got beat 1-0. Shit happens.
Yeah.
And then on the second goal.
It was a comedy of errors. So many things went wrong on that first goal.
You watch any goal. You hit the back button for 30 seconds, and then you watch how many people didn't do something right on any goal.
But
you watch
holy
the Sounders.
Crap, man. Like,
that positioning, though, like this.
So they think he's kicking the shit out of it.
Yeah.
They're still probably too far apart. But if he kicks the shit out of it, they're fine. So there's issue one and issue two, he doesn't hit it far
enough. They parted like the Red Sea.
We don't go to the ball, so we lose the header. It's a late reaction from both of them. Mm-hmm. Then Ream doesn't block the shot. Right, he pushes him towards the near post, which he should, but he doesn't block the shot. Howard rotates over too far, doesn't get set, doesn't get his arm up. I mean, geez, that's 5-6 errors.
Well, and again, I brought this up on the thread. Tim Ream lays bare that like lie that blah playing in Europe is automatically better than blah playing domestically. Like, he's playing for Fulham. He's getting regular minutes in Europe.
Playing
for
Fulham.
I saw what I need to see.
Yeah.
No, I'm all about. That's my biggest pet peeve about Jurgen is he would cater to the English player.
You must go to Europe. To Europe.
Yeah. But fuck language. I'm sorry. This is CONCACAF.
Yeah.
You get away with so much more crap in CONCACAF. Yeah. That's why I want CONCACAF players in CONCACAF qualifying.
I thought you summed it up because they're going to kick, they're going to fight, they're going to punch, they're going to... Yep.
The gamesmanship, the just...
Yeah.
And you can't get that call.
No,
you can't
game.
God bless.
It's absolutely not the same game.
You don't get that call. You're just sitting there.
Especially
staring.
Away in Central America. My God.
But this was a home game.
Yeah.
Supposed to be. But
I
love New York. But let's.
You mean New Jersey?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you're a stone's.
You and Bruce Springsteen.
You're a
baby.
Driver away from the New York state line.
And I don't disagree with you. Like, that was Jurgen's biggest mistake was, oh, they're in Europe, they're better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't say that about
Timmy
Arena.
Chandler.
I think Arena brings in the
Timmy
best
Chandler.
Players he can bring in.
Timmy
right?
Chandler drink. Yeah.
So I think I think Arena just fucking missed it on this one. Yeah. I think he knows it. I think he goes, fuck that, we're beating Honduras.
Okay. So tomorrow we're recording this on Monday. It's about 8:30 in the evening. And so who's...
What's the weather?
Are we done with Costa Rica? Are we done with Costa Rica?
We're done with Costa Rica. I mean, they're done with us, that's for sure.
All right. Boom. Let's move on.
Okay, so Honduras. What do you predict the lineup is going to be?
I want
probably another 4-4-2.
Heavy MLS players that European players may not have this chip kind of heat and nasty weather. They're off on this summer.
Yeah.
That's why English and German and whatever players that come over here don't necessarily do that well when they play in Houston.
Bradley needs help in the midfield.
Okay.
Yes,
and Nagby's not. Nagby's not the answer.
Like, I'd be okay with Bedoya. Next to Bradley, he's just steady.
Yeah. Well, if Bradley can play the 6 and Bedoya can play the 8, instead of Bradley playing the 6 and the 8 and Nagby playing God knows what.
Yeah.
5.5.
If Yedlin if Roldan wasn't even in the 18, I don't think he's making the 18 for this one either.
Probably not.
Okay.
And we had this discussion, and we might disagree a little bit. I don't think we're very far off, but Bradley's probably better at the 6. Than any other position. To me, Bradley is that classic American player where I think if he's born and raised in England or France or Germany, he's a great center back.
Well, and here's the thing is, so you think he's a better 6. I think he's a better 6. He often plays the 8. Jurgen tried to make him number 10. It's just like, ugh.
No. Yeah. He like when you see him in person, he's a physical beast.
Yeah.
He's a just a big freaking center back.
Bradley's
He's
best
a
games.
John Terry that's faster.
Bradley's best
and
games.
Less of a pervert.
And
I assume.
Less of a racist.
I assume.
Right? Which we're all... John Terry's on my no athlete list.
Yeah, he's
no,
on mine
he's
too.
On my no list too.
Bradley's best games were when he had a in-shape Kyle Beckerman playing the...
Sure.
Doing the yeoman's work.
Yep.
And that allowed him to be more of a number eight and distribute the ball. If he's going to be the defensive midfielder, then you need somebody to distribute in front of him.
But he can still ping a 45-yard ball. He can still do that.
Yeah.
But I've never understood why you don't go, look, he's not savvy enough to be that attacking, the defense kind of guy. Like, he just doesn't have that in his repertoire.
Again, Jurgen tried to play him like he was Nico Ladero.
Yeah.
In actuality, he's Osvaldo Alonso.
Yeah.
And he needs a Roldan next to him doing some of the work.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you at all. That's why I say put a Bedoya next to him.
Yeah.
He's a steady, safe, pretty good box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good, solid midfielder, and it just keeps Bradley at home more. On top of two center backs, it's probably going to be Beasler and Gonzalez.
So
Cameron and Gonzalez.
Yeah. Whole lineup, right? So
Howard,
Howard and goal,
probably.
For better or worse.
Yep.
Outright.
I still take Howard and goal.
I would still put him.
Bad games.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I'm okay with Howard.
No, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
Outright.
So what do we got? DeMarcus Beasley.
Will Beasley go left?
I think
Villafana.
So we have Eric Lehigh, Matt Beasler, Omar Gonzalez, and Jordan Morris is a defender, at least according to the starting the 18 from the 23 man roster or whatever.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I take umbrage.
I have him as a forward on USsoccer.com. So.
Oh, no, I'm just looking at whatever.
So definitely Villafana at left back.
Probably starts there again.
Okay.
I'm okay with Beasler. And Gonzalez.
Yep.
Although I wouldn't be shocked if Cameron's still in there.
I care more Gonzalez. About Cameron's confidence than Tim Ream's confidence.
Sure. Yeah.
Because Cameron's supposed to start in Russia in the first game.
Yes. If Ream fucking gets sent home, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Enjoy Fulham.
Yeah, exactly.
So Cameron and Gonzalez. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And then what? You want Zuzi or Beasler?
Beasley. DeMarcus Beasley.
How is DeMarcus Beasley still playing competitive soccer? Like,
the fountain of youth?
No, you cannot say black don't crack.
I just want to be clear that I did not ask that.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
I just said fountain of youth.
We're going to move on here.
That's the title of the episode, by the way.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
Don't step on snack.
Don't step on snack.
Either Beasley or Zusi at right back. By the way, of all the midfielders to convert to right back in the pool, how we got Zusi, who has the speed of me, is just, it's beyond
but I like,
me.
He's the Brad
I like,
Evans of the national team.
I like an outside back that with speed
actually,
that can overlap and get forward.
Brad Evans was the Brad Evans of the national team before he for a while.
Till his back hurt. Right?
All right, so then we have Bradley playing the
Bradley.
Six.
Are we still doing a 4-4-2? Or are we
yeah.
3-2-3-1.
Sure.
4-4-2. Well, he's right. Not going to change it.
Maybe it's a double pivot. Who knows, right? So you have Bradley and you have Bedoya.
That's why I'm okay with Bedoya, because you can. Mm-hmm. Now then those two guys can just shift out. Bedoya's smart. He'll hold when Bradley goes forward.
Yeah. That pushes Pulisic out wide. On the left, presumably?
Yeah.
Right.
So how many different starters do we have, though?
On the right.
Bedoya is a different starter.
Fabian Johnson.
Gonzalez is a different starter.
I thought Fabian Johnson was injured.
Beasley's a different starter.
I don't know. He was in the
because if Fabian Johnson, I'll shut up then. So then Fabian Johnson on the right side.
Okay.
Those two can switch and invert as much as they want to. Honestly, I'm fine with that.
I
want to
see Clint start.
Pulisic and Johnson.
Altidore's going to miss the match because of
cards.
Card accumulation. By the way, the card accumulation system is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like if you get two in the entire hex, and the next round.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So you get. You get two cards for 16 games.
That's crazy. I'll be out.
That's right? Terrible.
At least when I played in the NCAA, it was like your fifth yellow card you had to sit a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Tim is eating on air, by the way, or eating on mic. And then Bobby Wood up top.
When you do that.
With
Dempsey?
Bobby and Jordan?
Or Jomo. I bet he goes Jomo.
It's interesting that Jordan Morris and Clinton Dempsey are competing for playing time.
Yeah. I bet it's.
Start Dempsey. You saw how long they waited to bring him in. Like, all we have to do is, in case of emergency, break glass, and he'll make everything go.
I
want to
see Jordan Morris score a goal. I really do.
Don't
he
we
needs
all?
To break his
Am I right,
streak.
Guys?
Holy shit.
You
are correct.
Tim, Can you please make sure that that meme about Jordan Morris's one night stand?
Oh my god, yes.
God, right. That was so gross looking.
Wait.
It's like all green and
is he like
pervy.
A virgin or something?
What's that?
Is he like really a virgin or something?
I have no idea. I'm just joking.
We're just assuming that he is?
Yeah, because he's so polite and
yeah.
He's the
because polite guys don't get laid.
No.
Hi. No. Yes. Could I maybe please have sex with you? Could I maybe please put
that's
it
not
in?
Happen.
All right.
Oh.
Just a little.
My lawyer has the retainer. He has to
fucking
sit in.
Fucking Cat is back.
Oh, yes. My God. We missed you.
I said please.
Damn, dog. Inappropes.
Inappropes.
I said please very nicely.
Wow, we are just fucking jumping over the
There's
line.
There's so much big Sarah Kettleson tonight. Head shake in the background right now. It's glorious. So, okay.
I love you, boo.
Do we think we beat Honduras?
Yes.
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 Okay. That's all
Bruce Arena said he'd take a point, but he's going for three.
I would say 2-1 is my prediction.
So where does that leave us in the hex if we get
are
one?
Are they playing in Tegucigalpa or San Pedro Sula? Do we know?
I think I San Pedro. Yeah. And you pronounced the hell out of that. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, Tegucigalpa is an amazing city, by the way. Like I love Tegucigalpa.
You talk so fast. That's like Telemundo for me. I'm like, what does that mean?
Okay. Can I tell a Honduras soccer story really fast?
Yes, please.
In Spanish?
Does it involve someone losing their hand?
Pero no. Oh, so we what? No. So we were in San Pedro Sula. The Honduran league has two big rivals. Their Seattle Portland are Olympia and Real España. And so we were down in Tegus. Nope, we were in San Pedro Sula. And the Real España fans were marching through the city on the way to the stadium. And like literally, we'd seen a movie and we're like eating ice cream cones. And like this just horde of black clad Latin American soccer hooligans rolled through. And after they go by, we're crossing the street and we find a shiv on the ground.
Holy shit.
And I'm just like,
holy shiv.
I'm like, all right. It's so like, that's how it rolls down there. And that's why like the CONCACAF away games are such a great experience because like,
we get shivved.
We played on air the video.
Shiv is a noun, shank is a verb.
That's true. Shiv is the weapon. Shank is what happens to you.
Yeah, you get shanked.
With a shiv.
With a shiv.
Mm-hmm.
Pedantic.
True. Go to prison and learn
as
something,
an English
please.
Teacher.
Yeah, pedantic.
I grew up in university.
So anyway.
Sorry, guys. We use toothbrushes to brush our teeth.
Bringing it back.
We've got sonar feed Tim with us tonight, by
seriously.
The way.
Seriously. End of the story. I'm out.
So.
Oh, man. We need a
good
breather
times.
After all of that.
All right.
Oh, what are we drinking today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Basil Hayden.
Yeah, I'm here for this, by Basil. The way.
So I would argue that it's a Kentucky bourbon. Therefore, there's no way it's called Basil Hayden.
That's why I call it Basil Hayden.
Steven,
okay,
why
good.
Is it not called,
it's called
Basil Hayden?
Because
Hayden's.
Nobody from Kentucky is named Basil, all right?
Basil sounds like something that puts together super laser beam wristwatches for James
Works
Bond.
Works for CERN and shit, going to make a black hole. To
which is why
Earth.
I call it Basil Hayden.
Pen grenades.
Are they in Champions League this year, by the way?
Who?
FC Basel.
Oh, yeah, I
oh,
think
it's Belgium, right?
I think that's who United plays next.
Steve's face was like, "What?"
Sorry, I don't care about Champions League anymore.
There's going to be some Thursday night games that Kat is going to be so interested in.
Yeah, it's called My Soccer Games.
Yeah, that's
right. You
can right.
find us at Lincoln Bowl.
Is it the Europa League?
Definitely the Europa League.
Lincoln Bowl.
The Europa League.
Although, what, third straight year that there will be a EPL team in the Europa League final? Go Arsenal.
Hopefully, never mind. I can't.
So if you drink Basil Hayden's fast, it's a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
You have to drink this slowly with a little bit of water, maybe a little bit of ice.
I was going to say my favorite mixer with this, ice.
Ice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect.
I just rub it on the skin. Osmosis.
It puts the basil in the basket.
It puts the basil on the skin or else it gets the wind.
All right.
I might have to like bail out of this.
Yes.
And I've been part of it, but this is a problematic podcast.
I appreciate you accepting your agency in this.
I've been a big contributor
no, you're great,
to the
whom does Trinidad and Tobago play in the next round? Because I want to talk about Jovan Jones.
Oh, they've essentially
that's a pro transition,
eliminated.
By the way. Thank you
that
very much.
That is a really good transition.
Jovan is... expected to come back and play for the Sounders, though.
I certainly hope so, given the new who's red carded.
Yeah, we need that. I don't have...
By the way, new who red card. Geiger, you stink. If you're listening to the show, you stink. Everybody you know stinks.
We don't like you.
Geiger, you smell like 7-day-old chicken.
Was there an attempt at appeal for that red card?
I don't think so.
Okay. For the new who one?
Yeah.
So here's my thing about new who. He's all arms. When you watch him play, like,
he's everywhere.
He's like, hell.
Yep.
But like, he's all arms.
He's not trying to smack anybody in the face.
He's not. But like,
Diego Chara.
No, I agree with
you. Flop bellished the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying,
he got
is
fined for it.
He did.
No, that's
a different Diego.
Yeah, that's the other Diego.
That was Diego Valeri.
Yeah, Valeri got fined for the flop. Chara got nothing for the embellishment.
Yeah.
But the thing is that Nuhu's arms are always everywhere. And so he's going to get that called a lot because he's always doing it.
Here's my thing.
Even if it's an accident, he's going to get called for it because he's doing it nonstop.
So wait, are you saying Chara embellished Nuhu hitting him?
Absolutely.
But here's my thing. In a game in which there is advantage.
We're
going to
fight here, I think.
No, I don't. No. In a game in which there is advantage.
The law of the law.
You have to go down. You have to hit the ground. You have to make sure that referee knows I'm not taking advantage. I'm taking this foul. And in a game where hands to the face is violent conduct, I think you hit the ground every single time. So I don't see that as embellishment. I saw that as I'm going to make sure he gets something.
If Nuhu would have gotten called for a yellow card, given the precedent that Blanco punched Kelvin Lierdem in the face.
And got a yellow.
That would be one thing.
Yep.
But that Nuhu was given a straight red for demonstrably lighter contact is problematic. And the fact that the league finds floppers but not embellishment basically means that embellishment is going to run rampant and flopping's not.
I think the only spot we disagree here is I didn't see Chara's as embellishment. I saw Chara's, I got a hand to my face, and I think he... And I'm just, sure. I'm actually, this is a brand new thought. I think if we go back and look, I think Lierdem, who took the forearm from Blanco.
Yeah.
I think he went down and tried to make it look like he got popped in the face too.
Because he did get popped in the face.
But Geiger didn't buy it. But on this one, Geiger had I'm just saying Geiger didn't buy it.
No, shit. I'm making a face about Geiger, not you. You're fine.
Yeah. So I think if the new who won, he's staring straight at it. He's looking directly at it. He sees Nuhu put his arm up where it fucking shouldn't be.
Well, I'm also
whether
fascinated by...
Whether it's awkward or on purpose, it shouldn't be up there.
Attacking players on a breakaway
usually
aren't red carded for incidental contact. That's just like...
But I think he looks at that and doesn't say it's incidental because that's not a normal, like, I'm going to put my arm way back up here as I'm running.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, and I think actually O'Shan did a great job writing it out in one of the articles on Sounder at Heart, where he said, in a vacuum, if you look at each one of those calls, you could justify them. If you start talking about the precedent, like you were saying, Nate, that's where it's problematic, where you're like, fucking Geiger, you just gave a yellow for something that's incredibly similar.
I would like consistency for my referees, and Mark Geiger is insanely inconsistent. And the bigger frustration is we have a video review process that still is allowing inconsistent nonsense to flourish and recognizing they're all judgment calls and like you can't blah, blah, blah. But like I find it all very unsatisfying.
I'm not going to harp on
the
VAR.
The bar is so high for an obvious error in VAR right now that I just don't think there's any way you're going to get that call that I think we all would have felt was justified. I think if he gives him a yellow, you go, okay, fair enough. But when he gives him that red, you're like, wait a second. We just saw you give Blanco a yellow for a very, very similar.
But I don't think it's similar. Okay. That's a forearm shiver is different than like a brush to the
I'd like to take a different angle at this if we can. If we're going to beat it to death, let's beat it to death.
Sure.
You argued, or I thought you argued, that maybe Geiger didn't have as good a view on the Lierdem.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying on Blanco, the new one, he's looking straight at it.
But that's ball action, right?
Sure.
Right? So why does he not have...
Well, Lierdem was off the ball.
Okay.
Lierdem's off the ball.
Okay. Well, right? Then, fine. All right.
My thing where I was talking about letter of the
law... That's a mitigating factor too, right?
is negligible, right? If you look at the wording, mm-hmm. it's you don't have to give a red card for hands of the face if it's negligible contact. Mm-hmm. So if he thinks in live action Blanco to Leardom's face is negligible, he goes yellow. And if VAR doesn't think that's a clear and obvious error, they don't say a word. They say nothing. Okay, it's not a clear and obvious error. It's a brush of his forearm to his face, maybe, is what they think.
But what's problematic for me is the disciplinary committee comes in after the fact and then finds...
I don't know if they can.
Well, no, but no, on the, these no, two calls. They came in and they fine Valeri for the flop.
Yeah. I don't know if they can come in after the fact. I think they can only review if there's a two-game suspension.
But that's stupid.
I don't disagree. No, I don't disagree.
The league creates their own rules. It's not like it's a law of the game. Dumb. The league creates their own rules, and that's stupid. And if you have a game in which one guy gets punched in the face and one guy gets flicked in the nose, and the nose flick is punished worse than punch in the face, and you can't fix that, then like that system is stupid.
All right.
That's all refereeing. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not unique to MLS. That shit happens all the time in every league.
Yeah, but that's. I don't disagree. Like, man, I've gone.
I'm not saying it should. I'm just saying that's how it. That's what happens.
I'm talking for decades. I've gone round and round with referees, and that's why at the end of the day, I'm like, well, fuck. Probably Geiger. This is what Geiger thought he saw. Like I don't know.
Like
I don't
literally
agree with
one
it.
Time. Yeah. One time, Oxlade-Chamberlain got a red card for Theo Walcott because were both black on the field.
Liverpool player Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Yeah. Like. Who was an Arsenal player at the time.
Like, I don't...
And they didn't... Like, that was just it. Like, that's clearly a huge mistake, and you are probably a racist. Because they're not even the same shade. Like, you can say all black people look the same. They aren't even the same color. Come on, guy.
That's like, my VAR. Was
come on,
Nate,
my guy.
Nate, how problematic is this podcast on a scale of 1 to 10?
12.
Hey, I said he was a racist.
12.
Okay.
I just... I used to yell and scream at referees, if you called that a yellow there, why didn't you call that a yellow there? Right?
Or if you
called that a red there, why didn't you call that?
Okay.
And you know what they do?
Nothing.
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 For decades, they've done nothing. And I just look at Geiger doing that and I go, Geiger thought they were different. I honestly think Geiger looked at those two. He probably saw both. And I think he goes, they're different. I don't agree with that. Can't possibly.
Modest,
like, as soon as the Blanco forearm happened, I went, hey, wait a second.
Yeah,
and he just took hands to the face.
Why were there no pool questions from the press this time around?
I asked O'Shan that, and I think he said there just wasn't a pool reporter. That process didn't happen. Nobody was around for
that. Makes sense because the Seattle Times has cut their person.
So bringing it back to Jovan Jones.
Oh.
Is he going to play, you think?
What are we talking about Jovan Jones?
Yeah, because Jovan Jones and then Joe New Who and then the foul and then
the refs.
No, absolutely.
Kevin Bacon
I very much hope that Jovan Jones is available and starts.
Yeah.
Do you 100% simply think he
against
just
LA.
Wants out of his contract and just wants to go to Germany?
Yes.
I think
because they're willing to pay him like three times his salary and he's like
I
think he thinks he can get better there. Like
Germany
has great.
Is Bundesliga 2 better than MLS?
Yes.
I think they're on par.
It's arguable.
I think, I think he thinks he can improve there.
Here's the thing. If you win the MLS Cup, do you move up to a better league?
No.
If you win the Bundesliga 2, do you move up to a better league?
Yes, you do.
Enter MLS.
Bum, bum,
well,
bum,
and I ain't trying to bring Pro-Rel into this, but I'm just saying.
Well, and it's not like they're a Bundesliga 2
even
team.
Even if they're negligible.
They were in the Bundesliga last season and got relegated down, so they're looking to bounce back up.
Yeah, they are.
So he's,
that's a
he's
good
like,
move. It's a strategic move for sure.
That's my thought on it.
Question,
I would go.
Question to all you FIFA folks. Can FIFA...
Are there FIFA folks here?
I don't follow European stuff as much as you guys do.
Oh, okay.
Are there repercussions... Can FIFA make him stay or fine or punish?
If the team releases him, the team releases him. Yeah. Here's what I, if I'm the
team can try to keep him.
If I'm the Sounders,
you could also Diego Costa the situation.
If I'm the Sounders, I look to the team. I'm like, you want him early?
You pay.
Pay.
Well, and the Sounders signed him. No,
loan him back to us.
pay $300,000. Like, we're not asking for $7 million or whatever his market value is.
There's only a couple weeks
kind
left.
Kind of why we got him because.
Yeah,
we got him from the Fire.
Yes,
Chicago
and they
let
knew,
him go.
They knew, like, well, he's going somewhere else soon anyway. And Seattle was like, yeah, we want him because he's going to help us win a championship, and he'll go somewhere
that is how,
else.
But that's how it works. If you want the player, then you pay a fee.
Yep.
And even though you're only paying the fee through the remainder of the MLS season, you're playing games right now. If you want him, pay.
My only issue with Jovan Jones, if he's trying to get out of his contract early and move away, is that have the Sounders ever stood in the way of a player that wanted to move somewhere?
Great point.
So if he wants to move, he could probably talk to the front office and they'd probably work with him.
See instead also pulled, DeAndre Yedlin, see also Oba.
Yeah. Right? Then he pulled the chicken shit move and like
Flacco.
Hey guys. I'm not going to make it to work today.
Yeah.
Join the army.
I'm feeling sick. No call, no show.
Right? Come on. I don't know if they sound Jamaican.
Back when I worked at UPS, guy was, I'm calling him blind. I don't see myself coming in today.
I got the A.
Hey, can we talk about this for a second?
I'm not going to be in today.
Nate Bowling worked at UPS with my dad.
What? Really?
Wait, who's your dad?
We had this conversation. Chris Peterson, mechanic.
That's right! I think we had that conversation when I was in the bag, so fair enough.
Yeah, wow.
This podcast is full of we just had that conversation.
Put that on that a tee. Why did you not say, who's your daddy?
Son of a... Hey, everybody, this is Steve. I'm on the Flounders B-Team podcast.
The Flounders B-Team problematic
Take
podcast.
Take eight.
Beep. Anyway, okay, so Jovan Jones probably going to play for L.A., or against L.A.,
yeah,
but
like,
for
please
us
not for L.A.
not Darwin Jones.
Who else?
Yeah,
who
that
else
was
is
funny.
Gonna play?
I heard that too.
Darwin Jones.
Yeah, you did that.
I did not do Darwin Jones.
You totally did.
Fuck
you
did. Yeah.
In episode 9, you said Darwin Jones.
No, what? Episode 20A.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever the...
Well, no, Darwin... I wanted Darwin Jones to be back left. Why? No?
No.
No? Okay,
no.
Great.
No, you meant Jovan... Is Darwin Jones on the roster still?
No, he's playing for the...
I'm going to kill the dog. Hold on.
Florida team.
I am.
Isn't he down in...
Is he going to cut this out or is he going to keep talking?
Rowdies. I think he's playing for the Rowdies.
Keep talking. So, well, Steve always says he's going to cut it out.
And he never cuts it out.
And then Steve is live on the podcast. Oh, I'll cut this out.
So we're playing LA Galaxy, coached by Siggy. They're playing poor right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So terrible.
Well, they did get a win against...
Is Ziggy even going to make it to the end of the season?
I know. That's what I was thinking. They're probably thinking, fuck, man.
Well, Ziggy out is a thing in L.A.
As well it should be.
He just hired Dom,
Here's
too.
The thing. Is the L.A. Galaxy have been the preeminent MLS team our entire time in the league, and that entire... Like business franchise is in deep, deep trouble.
Man.
If LAFC hits the ground running with a stadium in the city.
Can you say they've gone Liverpool in the 80s? Liverpool in the 90s?
Quiet.
Just saying.
Quiet.
Leeds? Are they Leeds?
They're Leeds.
Okay.
Yeah. They like if oh, yeah, LAFC lands this, sticks the landing on their launch, the Galaxy are in huge trouble. Like they're playing down in Carson. We've been to that stadium before. It's not in the city. They're not the LA team.
And it's not Bradley's first rodeo.
They don't have the brand penetration in the city. Like, LAFC can push them to the periphery very, very quickly.
They're going to do to LA what LA did to Chivas.
Oh, how awesome would that be?
Good take. Mm-hmm. And so, if you think about it, they have a new rival coming into their market. They have a roster full of aging players. They have a retread coach who doesn't inspire anything. They have the most fickle fan base because just LA sports fans are fickle just by default. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, who's more fickle, Atlanta? Anyway, one of the most fickle fan bases in sports. Like, things are set up for them to take a huge fall over the next couple of years.
I'm okay with that. So I'm 100% on board with that.
Yeah.
LA comes in, does that push Kansas City back to the East or
There's all sorts of realignment to happen. I don't know.
Who knows?
Just eat on the mic at this
Everybody
point.
Everybody's like, eating rice crackers, going crazy.
You know what, here, Tim, solidarity.
I can't not.
Solidarity.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Here. By the way,
it.
This
do
is
it.
When the
give,
last
give me a rice cracker.
The last person
give
listening at this moment goes, I'm done with this.
All right.
Brought All to right. You, brought to you by rice crackers.
Rice crackers with cheese. All right. So, any score prediction? So, I mean, LA is coming off hot against a win against a very mediocre team.
No, they're 3-0 over Colorado.
Yeah.
And Colorado, the only reason they're not in the basement is because they beat Colorado. Had they lost?
Yeah, they were behind Minnesota.
Last place.
Well, and they've Colorado's already fired their coach.
Yeah.
And so they're on the way down.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if they still are, but LA was behind Minnesota. In the standings.
But because they won, they're up. They got those.
But by the way, I feel like last place probably means in the Western Conference they're like, what, 5 points back? It's so tight, it's stupid.
Oh, shit. No, they got to be numerically eliminated.
They're in ninth place, 26 points, 1 point above Minnesota.
26 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, 26.
They are horrible.
Colorado 22, Minnesota 25, LA 26, and then DC United 28.
Oh, wow.
There's some team named the Sounders in first place at 42 points.
Yeah, I don't know who those people are.
First place in the West.
Yeah, in the West. Just saying.
Are we still 10 points behind Toronto?
Fifth. Toronto's running away with it.
Yeah, okay.
No, we're 14 points.
Okay, so.
Hot take. Toronto's going to fall flat on their face.
In the playoffs?
Totally.
Yeah?
Because everything's been working.
Who gets them?
They're not going to play in the playing game, so I can't say that. But
I could see a very cagey NYCFC match where Davavia scores a late goal.
Or the Fire. I can see the Fire picking them off.
That would make the most sense because, you know, I just think that Toronto, everyone is putting them up on this huge pedestal, and that screams trap.
I like NYCFC. I like that take. You know, Ed Koch could call in some rain. Speaking of people that don't work for things anymore.
Isn't Ed Koch?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to call in the rain from heaven. Where do you think rain comes from?
It comes from the sky. It's God water.
I was going to say condensation science teacher.
Yeah.
So it comes from heaven.
I could see
the tears of all the dead people.
Fire or the NYCFC.
Because once you're in the playoffs, all you need is just, you just get clipped and then you play defense.
By the way,
get that away goal.
Do we recognize how great a sports weekend this is? Husky home opener on Saturday.
Oh, God.
Who are they playing?
I'm going to that with you, aren't I?
Oh, definitely. Section 136.
Eastern Montana Community College.
Yeah, seriously. It's a non-conference opener, whatever.
Right. Yep.
I do like Chris Peterson a lot.
They're playing tailgating.
My dad, thank you.
No, Peterson is great.
No relation. And then he's Sounders, Sunday afternoon.
He used to be your boss, wasn't he?
With the Mariners at 1-4.
Ugh.
That's just... And wait, don't the Hawks...
No, there's no other sports. There's no other sports.
Well, technically,
no NBA. Sorry, no NFL here.
If you count Friday night as a sport, as part of the weekend, there is a home match at Lincoln Bowl.
Yeah. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Be there or be square.
There's also one on Friday. They're $6.
Tickets are $6.
So, big sports weekend started off right at Lincoln Bowl.
That's right.
Lady Abes versus River Ridge Hawks.
Friday night.
Do you
Saturday
got the Huskies?
How do you feel about River Ridge?
Sunday, you know, I feel like it's Sanders. A winnable game. I think it'll be harder than Foss, but
so this could be a 6-point week for you guys.
I think it will be.
How
I could see us walking away with 2 wins.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these girls have put in a lot of work from the spring through the summer, and like
you had summer training sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they look better right now than they did last year at this time. Like, mm-hmm. They look way better. And attitudes are better.
You have some leaders.
It would be really, really awesome if, like, all of that hard work, everything that we've been doing would pay off. It's already paid off, but, like, it would be really great if it would pay off in, like, the form of a couple wins. So.
Mm-hmm. Especially early in the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not after. All of that hard work that they did, it makes it so much easier to then ask more of them.
Yeah.
Because then they have that belief.
Oh, yeah, because we worked hard. We won these games, so I'll put in some more hard work.
In moral victories, we are 5-2-1.
I was a little bit harsh to them today because I was trying to get them to, like, at practice, like, I had my offense going against my defense, and I was trying to get them to, like, play a third line pass through the defense so that our wingers could run onto it. And they just wouldn't do it. And I was like, I know that, like, you guys are like, frustrated and tired right now, but we've been working on this for 30 minutes, and you haven't done what I've asked you to do once. And not because you can't. You're just relying on, like, your old habits, and you're doing what you're comfortable with.
What formation you guys play?
You know, I'm going to start with a 4-3-3, I think. And then if that's not working for us, I'll go to a 4-2-3-1. Mm-hmm. But, like, there was, like, one time, like, they played it out wide and then, like, tried to cross it in, and like, the girls, like, clapped. And I said, stop clapping. That's garbage. I was like, they didn't even do what I asked them to do. Why are you clapping? And the freshmen were like, a little pee trickled down their leg.
Amazing. Yes. Love the early season don't clap from the coach. That is awesome.
Why are you clapping? That was garbage. And then I was like, thought about it in my head. I was like, that sounded really mean, but I didn't say anything. I was like, I'll just leave it.
Tough love.
That's awesome. Love it.
Early respect. Gotta love it.
Versus LA? What do you think?
I don't think they're playing LA.
I think we beat
No the Sounders.
I think I could take LA at this point.
I think that you could take Ashley Cole 1-on-1.
Oh, the zombie?
Yeah, the rotting corpse of Ashley Cole. The soccer player formerly known as Ashley Cole.
So is Torres healthy? Is Torres going to start? Torres
as
and,
long as
Torres and Marshall?
Yeah, who's Panama having in qualifying?
Shit, probably Mexico or something. I don't know. I don't even know how to look that
by
up.
By the way, Mexico was already qualified for the World Cup. That's what good teams do.
So they have to help us by beating.
4 years ago, they were in a different spot.
They were, yeah.
Well, San Susi?
But they ain't anymore.
So some obvious things. Jovan Jones at left back, hopefully. If not Jovan Jones, O'Neal Fisher, I would presume.
Sure.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say?
You said Darwin Jones like four times.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, it ain't going to be Darwin Jones.
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking
if Jovan Jones is available, you start him. Yep. You can't punish the whole team.
No.
Yet. Maybe you just time to.
Well, is Brad Evans healthy yet? Jesus.
He can do some Fred Meyer promos, but I don't think he's healthy enough to play right back.
I said this last time. I think we might have seen the last of it.
Yeah,
so probably did. He's a good dude, and
is there a Twitter question?
Player, but
there was, exactly.
But wasn't there
does
talk
Brad
of him
Evans
like
see the field this season? Thank you, Tyler.
He does from the bench.
He sees the field from the press box.
If we wrap up the one seat early,
the hot dog and a Coke.
I think he's ready for the next stage in his career, whether it's some kind of coaching or.
And by the way, just for the record, I come off as being anti-Brad.
No.
I like Brad Evans.
You keep
I like
apologizing for your takes.
I like what he brings to the field. I want to see him, and not having him in the lineup harms our team.
Head nod.
And yes. I get like I just...
Yep.
Like, heal up, bro.
Yep.
Well,
as long as it's
hey,
not...
Hey, maybe he could come to the podcast. And since he's not playing.
He's available.
Stephen Fry
he is
said
available.
He would.
Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry said he's coming on the show.
He would join us.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah, Steve was talking.
Shut your damn mouth.
Steve was talking whiskey with him.
Shut your damn mouth.
No, Tim was talking
whiskey
with
him.
That's right. In the offseason.
Yeah.
Shut your
face. And he said, after the season, I would be happy to come on your show.
Shut your damn face.
Literal quote.
He totally
did. Verbatim.
Hey, can we get Josie Altidore?
Yes, we can.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm a Kep woman. Get him out of
amazing.
Here.
Panama Evans, plays Trinidad and Tobago.
We're all fans of Brad Evans.
Time out.
My man needs to show up.
So that means we have Jovan Jones versus...
Roman Torres.
Intrigued.
Wait. Huh?
Panama's playing Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
On the 5th.
Yeah. Sorry,
oh,
Tim,
wow.
You were saying.
Interesting.
No, that doesn't matter.
It matters to me, Tim.
As long as everybody stays healthy. I mean, I'm okay with Nagby breaking a leg. Now, would... Would you be all right if club over country or country over club?
Always.
Club would you be all right country. With Dempsey or Morris getting a goal, securing 3 points, and then being injured for 6 weeks?
No. Why would we do that? No.
I'd rather win MLS Cup than and if I have the choice
fail
of
to qualify.
If I have the choice of winning MLS Cup and qualifying for the World Cup, if those are my like, I have to pick one of those.
Yep.
Club over country
all day.
If
every
we
day.
Had a decent national team that was going to do something,
can I be frank?
If they qualified, then yeah but they're not.
I'm just thinking. I'm just
so
thinking.
First of all, I'm club over country, and second of all, I'm actually really frustrated personally because I'm finally in my life at a point where like traveling to the World Cup is a possibility.
Yeah. Yep.
I am not going to Russia. I'm not going to Qatar.
Yeah.
I might go to Russia.
And
I
so
might.
I'm having personal like, can I watch a World Cup in Russia? Can I watch a World Cup in Qatar? I'm not going to watch the World Cup in Qatar. I'm not going to watch World Cup.
Not going to Qatar.
So like, yeah.
You wouldn't go to Russia for the World Cup?
Just hot take here.
They don't like black people.
Hot take. Taken from me.
True. No.
I'm
being bullied. The Ghanaian player was being bullied.
And even in like the Western, like Petersburg's, you know, St. Petersburg's different. No, the Zenit Petersburg. No.
So Durlis.
You'll get
Durlis
fucking stomped in the stadium.
I'm a
darker shade of white.
I'm a traveler. I'm not going, frankly, anywhere.
That's why I asked, because you're a traveler.
Yeah. I don't go east of Vienna.
I'm not sitting here pretending that I'm completely naive to what's going on in Russia.
Even
that's why I asked you, because you do travel and you go all over the place.
Hungary is so awesome. You know, Bulgaria.
Nope.
Hard pass.
When Euro Cup was like in like, what was it? Poland, Ukraine or whatever.
Yeah.
Like people couldn't, like athletes couldn't bring their families there because of that shit. Mm-hmm. Like. Because
I'm possibly going to the Russian World Cup with a Brazilian. Possibly going
to
go to that.
You're doing that to get to the cup?
Mm-hmm.
You're not paying for it? Yeah. I mean, I've had my back waxed before. Yeah.
Hey, you got to be prepared for everything, okay?
Cat's like, shit, that's all I got to do?
Shoot, sign me up.
Oh my God.
Do that
God.
Every
that
Thursday.
That took everybody like 5 seconds, too.
This podcast is sponsored by nobody.
Nobody
ever. As it
ever.
Should be.
Who's the sponsor?
Nobody. We do this shit on our own.
So
we're going to get a letter Lily from Eric
White
Hamburg.
And a Portuguese-speaking Brazilian. Possibly going to a Russian World Cup.
Is he light-skinned?
Depends on the time of year.
Okay.
To be perfectly fair.
It's
always perfectly fair.
If you go, yeah. I'm happy that you're going.
Yeah.
With your I Heart Canada shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should do a...
Would you go with us?
Nope.
Nope.
Not going to be able to do it.
Nope.
Nope.
All right.
And again, I say this to you.
I won't go on GP.
I'm in a position where I can actually afford to do these things, and I actually resent FIFA deeply for this.
Well, I resent FIFA for a lot of reasons.
Well,
hope it shouldn't be in Russia.
Yeah.
There, for so many reasons, the World Cup should not be in Russia.
Yeah.
Like, so we should not let countries with egregious human rights violations hold World Cups.
You mean America can't host the World Cup?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. So, I do mean America can't hold the World Cup.
Yes.
I wouldn't right? allow it under our current administration.
Yeah.
I've said this before. We all compartmentalize for sports. We all compartmentalize for sports.
Yeah.
Soccer's the one that I compartmentalize for. I don't watch NCAA football because fucking pay your players. I'm not going to watch NFL because...
Rapers and abusers.
Exactly. But, oh, fuck, a kneeler? Right, so we all have our hard stops. Cutter, I can't fucking do Cutter.
Yeah.
Slave labor, man.
But
and
see,
Russia's
here's
not
the
far
thing.
Off either.
Russia's not unsafe for you to necessarily
it's
go
not
to,
unsafe
though.
For me.
You know what I mean? So
I could pull off Russia.
The flip side
I'm
is
very white.
The next Women's World Cup is in France.
Oh, hell, I want to go to that.
Fact.
I can pull that off.
Exactly.
Right. Bonjour.
What's their hijab situation?
Yo no sé.
Okay.
That's not French.
Was that
what he
German?
Say?
Why are you speaking German on the
That
podcast?
Was definitely Spanish.
Spanish.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
I said, what's the hijab situation? There's a whole...
I think it's being litigated in the courts again. Yeah. Like, I think the law passed and now it's going through the French review process.
But anyway.
They were letting athletes play in
they weren't speaking German.
In the... Okay. In the Olympics, weren't they?
I believe they were, and it was
a little more. Where the fuck they want?
That was looked like some hot beach volleyball.
Oh fuck!
Like,
how hard is that?
Yeah,
it's really not. Like it's
an athletic competition. If you want to wear,
you're wearing.
You want to wear for your athletic competition?
Yeah,
this is the political.
As long as it's a uniform.
Let them
as long as it's a uniform.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you know the difference between your teams.
Yeah.
Wear it.
It's the same thing. I had this conversation with a friend of mine. I'm like, you're from the Party of Liberty. Like, why do you care about somebody's gender identity?
Right.
Like,
don't.
Why?
Don't.
Like, why do you have...
Wait, I say don't care. I do care. It does matter.
Yeah.
But like...
And I want to be...
Yeah, you're right.
Fair about it towards that athlete. So let that athlete decide.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We got political on our podcast.
Well,
we got political
on thing.
Our podcast.
I mean,
but
you
that's
cannot.
The thing. So you're not going to let... You're not going to let entire countries compete because... You won't let them wear their uniform?
For
like,
real.
Go fuck yourself. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
We were working our way through the lineup.
Somehow we got
but,
here.
Okay, so for
so Brad Evans is Brad Evans.
So, well, no. I want,
Brad Evans.
We love you, Brad.
I do want to make a clear point and a clear, important distinction here, okay? I think most of us around the table, probably all of us around the table, understand that so as much as we compartmentalize for our sanity, you cannot separate sports from politics.
No.
You cannot do it. No. I think one of the best people on this to talk about this is Dave Zirin.
Absolutely.
On the Edge of Sports
podcast.
His podcast
is
He's
amazing.
He's so fucking amazing.
Yep.
And so I definitely, if you have questions about this, if you'd like to explore this a little bit more and kind of understand why we are okay with having these conversations.
Are you saying we're not the source for this?
No, Steve? We're certainly not.
Okay.
We're not authoritative by any means, but Dave Zirin is the hotness. Always, I mean, he has been for a long
time. His last
really
one,
good.
He was in San Francisco.
Okay.
He was in New York for the Kaepernick protest.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a really, really good podcast.
And
really
keep
good one
bringing
to
that
to.
Anti-fascist TIFOs and two poles in GA.
All day, every day.
Like, as somebody who has stood either in or next to GA for 9 years, there's my C1, I appreciate it.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
Just, hell, do it for me. I'm selfish.
All right. LA Galaxy, September 10th.
New 4-0 Sounders.
No.
We're going to kick their ass.
Watch this be like the DC game or the New England game where we give up like two goals and have to claw back.
Nah.
I'm going to kick their ass.
I thought so. I would want to say that, but like that
minute. I rarely make that prediction.
That Minnesota game, I'm still just like, how was that game 2-1?
Well, let's talk about our lineup first. And okay. Then I'll make
I was trying. We got through the first three.
Yeah. No, did we do the whole line?
Torres, Marshall.
Suarez up front.
Suarez, what?
Suarez up front, obviously.
That's next on the docket.
That's next. So, back line, assuming Jovan comes back, he starts.
Yeah.
Two center backs. Mm-hmm. We'll have Chad. Sorry, slip. So, Chad and Torres.
Mm-hmm.
And then right back is
Leardham.
Then two center.
I want to rest Ozzie.
You want to rest Ozzie. So Svensson and Roldan.
Yep.
Perfect. I was hoping that Svensson would get some PT.
I was going to say, he hasn't played a lot.
No. Well,
that's why I want to rest Ozzie.
Yep. Yep.
So left back, left mid, we're going to go with Gonzalez or Rodriguez?
Vicrod?
Yeah.
Are they calling him Vader now?
V8.
Is that a thing?
Vicrod out left.
Yeah. So, I like Vicrod.
Roger it's Guise. Not very original, but like, yeah.
Roger Guise. And then in the middle, Roger Guise. And then do we keep Dempsey?
Ladero in the middle.
Oh, Ladero in the middle. And then who's our right?
Not Brad Evans. How about Lamar Nagel?
You start start Lamar?
Yeah.
If you're starting Lamar Nagel, that means that Dempsey's a super sub.
It's so funny.
Super sub and Jordan Morris up top?
Yeah, that's what I go with.
It's so funny because I almost said not against Bruin. L.A., but... Or you could say against the ninth place team in the conference.
I would love to see Vicrod, Ladero, Nagel, Morris up top.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in Bruin, you bring in Dempsey, you bring in somebody else or don't.
Yeah, we don't have the luxury of pulling Jones to put up, bullshit. Right.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do that shuffle like we
what
always
do. For the, yeah, what does this do
did
for
we,
our flexibility? Knew who's suspended.
Start Bruin last game?
He did not start. Jordan Moore started last game and didn't score goals.
He was in midfield.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would start Bruin. I would start Bruin.
Yeah, I thought Bruin was up top and then Morris moved up top.
I'd probably start Bruin.
Somebody mentioned Svensson, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the European qualifying is really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
The way things are grouped, like Italy and Spain are in the same group. With somebody else really good, so like somebody's not going to qualify.
Yeah.
Svensson came in and played.
Svensson did.
No, but... Sweden lost to Bulgaria.
No, they beat Bulgaria 4-0.
Did?
Yeah, they beat them 4-0. Now I'm staring at it right now. I had to go check. I was like, wait a second. What did happen with Svensson?
Am I looking?
On the 31st?
I'm looking at the last game. They beat them 4-0.
I'm staring at Bulgaria 3, Sweden 2.
Am I looking at the wrong date?
I did that last week. Yeah, I did that on the sonar feed. It was terrible.
Oh, right you know there. What? No, look, yep. right below it. They played a... They played a home and away? What is this?
Did they do a home and away?
Apparently, yes. Okay, yeah, exactly what happened.
I'm looking at Sunday, September 3rd.
Bulgaria won 3-2 on the 31st, and then Sweden won 4-0 on the... Great, okay.
We're both right. Yay!
Okay, so Bruin over Morris. I'm not fighting anybody on that. So then we have Bruin, Vicrod, Ladero, Nagel. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Roldan, Svensson. We have the back four. That's a great lineup.
Yep.
Yeah. And
one hell of a bench. Yep. We have Ozzie on the bench. We have Dempsey on the bench. We have Morris on the bench.
I'm here for this.
Yeah. Bring them all on.
Kovar?
No.
Kovar's in a knife fight for playing time right now.
He is.
He was tearing it up.
He needs that shiv S2. That was dropped in Honduras.
here's my thing with Kovar. What impact does he have on the game? Don't say runs fast, because my dog runs fast. He's not a good soccer player.
My dog runs fast and is a good soccer
player.
Yeah, he has a pretty good like resting deuce face.
I like Kovar because he's a local kid. He's worked his ass off to get where he's at.
Is he a
like,
local kid?
He is, yeah. I remember Kovar ODP playing up a year back when he was like 12 years old.
I know
like,
he played at Stanford, but
he played for Emerald City back in the day.
But in university, he played for Stanford, though.
Yeah.
He went to college at Stanford.
I'm just saying he's a legit Seattle local kid.
I've never seen him and Morris together. Even though they both went to Stanford, you'd think they'd be like double mint twins riding a bicycle for two.
You better not tell Roldan on that, man.
Aren't they different age groups?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe upperclassmen.
I think, I thought they were different age groups. Maybe not. But Kovar, Man, that kid's worked his ass off.
No, Kovar's
to
a,
get where he's at.
Kovar's a great sub when you need to bring pressure in the midfield.
Speed up game.
Speed up the game.
Yep. Does he keep the ball well? Does he win the ball?
Wins the ball. Does
set, great set pieces.
Is he a ball winner?
He screwed up, I think.
That's the problem.
Does he score goals?
He called his own number instead of passing it to Dempsey for a goal.
Does he create goal-scoring opportunities?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right? So
it's not good enough.
Kovar loves the flicks and tricks. He can bring in some pace. He's tricky, but at the end of the game, like, at the end of the game, I just look at it and go, like, what's his impact?
He's not going to get a ton of minutes. If your goal is to win the MLS Cup and Aaron Kovar is getting a ton of minutes, then your goal and your reality are not aligned.
Agreed. Yeah. It's why I asked the question in different league, but it's why I asked, is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain good? Because, like, I don't get what he does really well. Like, I look at Rashford and go, yeah, he screwed up and gave away the first goal today. But that dude scores goals, so I'm keeping him on the field.
Rashford's so good, by the way. My God.
I love him. So, but
is there any of that beer left?
Yeah, I'll pass the growler your way.
But like Kovar, he looks the part. Like I keep looking at him like, this kid looks the part, but like I want an end product. Because he's not a ball winner, ball keeper, like possession guy. So I want an end product. I want dangerous passes in the final third. I want goals. I want assists. I want dangerous crosses. I want him constantly taking shots that are close to the goal or get knockdowns. And I don't see that from him yet. I think that's the next iteration of his game. So I agree with you, Nate. If Kovar is getting a lot of minutes, I don't think we're at the spot in the season that we want to be at yet. I think he's got potential to get there, though, because I've seen that kid climb the ranks.
The flip side of that is, though, if the game goes the way you say it's going to go and it's going to be 4-0, that's great time for him to play.
Yeah.
Like, great time to.
Kovar becomes the human victory cigar, right?
Right.
Like, bring him in the 80th minute, bring him in, give somebody some rest.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Try him out
love
at left it. Back.
So here's my take.
My God.
Why not?
We were very. There are a lot of us. It's the last four matches, win-win, draw-draw, right? Good times. Everybody's happy.
Nobody
was happy with Vancouver Portland, but if you think about where we're at right now, that was a good set of results for us. Not the Derby.
You got through two rivals.
You got through two rivals without losing points. And
no, but
on this subsequent match, what are we arguing about? We're arguing about the 18, not the 11.
Are we arguing?
And how high the tacos we're well, we're get. Talking, but you know what I mean.
But I would rather
like, we're in a good spot, Kevin.
Yeah, no,
we're in a good spot, and I'm very happy with where we are. I was kind
first
of down.
Place in the conference.
I listened to Sounder at Heart or Nos Adietis and Dave Clark and other people, and it's like, oh yeah, you know, we're in a pretty good position right now.
My one bone of contention is this.
Yeah,
I would rather. From the Portland-Vancouver two-step.
Oh, yeah.
Have taken 3 points from one of those matches.
One of them.
And dropped points and taken the L in another.
And at the end of the day, I think that was just...
Because three's more than two.
Lineup selection per match.
Good math.
If we'd have just shifted that a little bit, it would have been, like you said, better math.
If you play the way you play in those two games, 10 times out of 10, you're probably getting at very least 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous we didn't get four points out of those two games. Getting 2 out of 6... I just don't think, with the amount of chances they created, I just don't think that happens all that often. If we keep playing the way we're playing, we're fine.
Yep.
Wait, do we remember what happened last time that we yelled at the team, finish your chances?
I don't disagree with you.
They finished their chances.
I've thought a lot about what Zidane
finish
was
your
saying
chances.
About Benzema.
Finish your chances.
Well, that's soccer, though.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. That's the
kick
hardest
the ball.
Thing to do in soccer is score a goal.
Okay, actually, wait. Stop right there, coach. I want your help.
Yeah.
Somebody pull Jordan Morris to the side. Actually, no. Steve Zakuani, I know you're listening. Steve.
I'd love it if he did.
Pull Morris aside and teach him how to round a keeper.
Open up his hips.
Thank
right?
you. No.
Dribble around the keeper. If you
or chip him. Scoop him.
Chip him.
Oh, all about
dribble
the chip.
Around him.
The book is
they're
out
both,
on Jordan.
It, I agree
you
with
saw
you, Nate.
Antonella look amazing at just laying out. Like, oh, it's going to go here, so I'm just going to dive now. But did you see Wanolowski score his goal? The ball came to him. Keeper went down. Boop. He just popped it up and over. Yep. And then he's like.
And that's the frustrating thing about the Portland matches is that we were basically 100% and could not score on two breakaways against our rival's backup keeper.
I hear you. It's It's up to the players at that point. Jordan Morris has got to finish. I'd love it if Zach Iwani put an arm on his shoulder and said, here's how you Kovar finish.
You know, maybe Jomo just doesn't want it enough.
Yeah. Oh.
He doesn't Zach Iwani.
You know, it's great. He's just got to want to score.
Is Morris having off-the-field women troubles? Is that what it is? Is that where we're going?
He's looking a little green.
He had a one-night stand. But he keeps his books and his pictures of his mom on it.
The picture you got.
Anyway.
Suarez watch.
Suarez is not coming to MLS anytime soon.
Fact.
So,
but you know what, though?
Nico give him a jersey?
I think he had him one up.
He was holding it. He probably just dropped it really fast and, like, washed his hands immediately afterwards.
So here's the thing. You're saying Suarez isn't coming to MLS soon.
Shirt is lava.
Great.
Suarez is on my no list, man.
Because you're a United fan.
No.
No. Suarez is a dirtbag.
And racist.
I mean, at least he brushes his teeth. He's all not dirt passing bags. A lot of germs.
We're not all racist.
I'm not as much of a dirtbag, I don't think, as Luis Suarez.
I put Suarez and John Terry in the same basket.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
Remind me, what was the Suarez racism thing? I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't know about
Suarez. He says a lot of stuff.
To Patrice Evra. Basically, I don't want to say it out loud, but...
It's that bad. Never mind. I'll go to the
Google. Well,
I'll go to the Google and I'll...
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually Suarez not that bad. It's...
But the intent it's behind...
It's what like a Southern grandma might call an African American.
Okay.
Right? And you'd go, oh, dude. But it was Suarez. And you're like, you should...
Well, and the intent... And the intent behind him saying it was malicious.
And then didn't shake his hand on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Suarez and Terry are in the same...
Also, he's a dirtbag because he bites people multiple times.
Yes.
Yep.
Are you saying if you were defending Jose Altidore, you wouldn't take a bite of that ass?
I might lick it. Nibble on it. I don't know about bite it.
Hey, he got bit by was it El Salvador?
He got bit by El Salvador.
The entire team?
And yeah. Altidore's response to it was classic. Like, only my girlfriend's allowed to do that.
She's
to
me. Mad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Somebody got to Google Suarez. Up.
Suarez out.
Yeah. Suarez. Yep.
Suarez right. Watch is over.
Well,
Suarez
and...
Is not a, was
and,
I okay with the grandma?
You're fine. You're fine.
Grandma reference. I think that's on par with... Yeah, right?
And, like... I can also get on board with the World Cup stunt in South Africa with the handball.
Oh, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. But it's like, I feel like that on top of all of his shenanigans, like, you're a dirtbag.
Yes. My favorite part of that World Cup in South Africa was he didn't leave to the tunnel.
There and
he stayed and watched the PK and then celebrated.
I was okay with that.
I'm fine with that too. But I'm
the
just
biting
saying.
And the racism.
On top
that's
of
a scumbag
else,
move.
He's a scumbag. Yeah.
Like I said it before, but Suarez, Terry,
Diego
Richie
Costa,
Incognito.
No,
those guys are not on my team. Michael Vick,
Diego Nigel Costa. De Jong.
See, Costa.
So De Jong and
Diego
Costa are
is
on
a
the
freaking
guys,
scumbag.
Though. Aren't they on the field scumbags though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, on the field scumbags, I'm like, eh.
No, no. Diego Costa is a freaking scumbag. That guy is
But it's
worthless.
On the field antics.
And
Costa
and,
or Will Johnson.
And he's in Brazil refusing to come play. Coming to play. He's in Brazil refusing to go back to Chelsea because him and the coach don't like each other.
Well, that part of London is really terrible, honestly.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chelsea Football Club is there.
Move on.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Diego Costa's on my no list.
So okay, that's fair. I mean, it's your no list.
Yeah.
Can we commit to next episode of doing the all-time a-hole list?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, number one, like Nate Bowling.
Nate from
just
Tacoma.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. I know a lot of people who are
we
way
do
worse
not
than
want
you.
Nate as our center back.
People are worse than you.
Wow, Catherine.
I'm just kidding. I know a lot of way worse people than you.
Catherine,
I'm just kidding.
There's at least three in this room, and I'm one of them.
The most amount of shade on this podcast in the history of this podcast.
Dang,
however,
you threw Nate
he
for a
would
loop.
Be.
Dang, she gets a man.
The deuce mask.
She's all disrespectful now. Dang.
Yep.
All
right.
Dempsey would be on there for me. That guy's an asshole.
Oh, Dempsey's on my team.
I'm not saying he's on my no list. I'm saying he'd go on my asshole list.
Vinny Jones?
Oh, hell yeah.
With Nate.
We mean Bullet Tooth Tony?
Eric Cantona.
Wasn't that his character in Snatch? Was in Bluetooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. All right, podcast. Yeah, feels
land this plane. Oh my lord! Throw things in cap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Bet the over.
Always bet the over.
Hard six, hard eight.
Let's not forget Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Lincoln Bowl.
So we got lots of stuff coming up. We got LA Galaxy September 10th. We will definitely be there. We'll have the Tascam. Hopefully, we'll find the four or five LA fans in the corner.
Declaration: if you come out to Lincoln Bowl for the game,
I will buy you a Coca-Cola.
I will buy you a cerveza. After the match.
Oh, geez.
At the Flying Boots.
What's the venue? Oh, the Flying Boots, there. Not the Spuds?
Mm-hmm. Flying Boots is...
Spuds is for football.
In the Safeway parking lot.
Spuds is for football. Yeah. Flying Boots is... I can't... I don't know. Can we show up? Okay, Flying Boots it
flying
is.
Flying Boots, man.
The Boots.
Watch
the Boots.
Out for the construction.
Let's class that, yes. That join up.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so Wednesday night...
Karaoke.
Wednesday night, Flying Boots karaoke?
Oh.
No, I'm not doing karaoke. I'm buying people drinks and I'm leaving.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, that's a lie. I'm buying drinks, eating wings, and leaving.
You just walk in, ring the bell, and bounce.
Okay, so Wednesday evening,
is there a bell?
7 p.m. to 9 p.m., there will be a soccer match. Lincoln, Lady Abes versus Foss Falcons.
Prediction? All right. Score prediction?
87-0.
Prediction?
I would I'm assuming that's accurate, 87-0.
Did mm-hmm. you go
But I'll settle for 2-0.
Yeah. Pain.
I'm hoping any listeners are still with us at this point.
Yeah, if you haven't driven off the road.
Yeah, to that one listener, you're a weirdo.
Thanks for hanging out.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you even listening to us? You should hit unsubscribe. Don't do that. You should subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are sold.
And you should show up Wednesday night at the Flying Boots.
You should definitely show up Wednesday night at the match and then the Flying Boots, where Nathan Bowling will buy you beverages.
Don't come to the boot afterwards and be like, hey, where's my beer?
Where's my, you weren't there, sucker.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
That means you had to listen at least.
It's the Flying Boots.
Okay, plural.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's on 38th Street in Tacoma. You should be able to find it with the Google.
Off G.
Listen to the Flounders B Team podcast. Tell your friends all about it. Please subscribe. We are a member of the Channel 253 Network, what? At least for the next week.
At least until this airs.
Until some problematic parts of this air.
If you would like to sponsor this podcast,
which
I'm
you don't.
Not sure why, but please do reach out, and we would be happy to read your copy. That's right.
Steve, go ahead.
And once again, from all of us here at the Flounders Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, this is Steve
from the Flounders BT podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a great night.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, God.
That's
fuck that guy.
This is Channel 253.